We were all about 7 women who were here, some of us who could read and write. Then that was the very day I joined the struggle, and we formed a group that was Sanosa Women Group. And through that group, really, we helped in the movement. By that time, we were contributing with little items like maize and groundnuts, whereby we can grind some ginat paste and also some abere to send to the front lines for our soldiers, especially the Kubiribo and Kubirarubain. That was what we were doing during the struggle. Yes, we supported in food because some were there also, the intelligence and those who joined the army, but those women, but some of us who could not, we were there just to support by mobilizing food, collecting food from our fellow women and making this abere and sending to front line. Initially, after the liberation, what motivated us was that Dr. John Gereng, when he came here to put our flag, then he told us that every person, a boy, a man, a woman, a girl, should join the struggle so that tomorrow next you will be somewhere other than today where you are. Because by then, during the Arabs, not all of us know how to do what to live and knows how to even stand and talk in front of people like what we are doing today. Yeah, that was what motivated me in particular to join the struggle, and I was happy by doing all that. Mm.